Marriott and Long, Ode to the Fruit of the Tree of Life. Grandmother, are you the force pushing me to find a new way? My way, my escape roam, a journey in the moment. Got my tools in tow, all my life hacks, helping me replicate a kind of life. Trying to find my kind. These straight and narrow shimmers like the visual disturbance of a zigzagging aura dancing in my peripheral vision. But a new light leads me away toward the tree in which life and death are enclosed. Groping through mists, my guardian angels swirl around me while I soar over snow-dusted Swedish forests peppered with pens of sheep. A sky door to tomorrow. Follow the light. Behind us, the world is ending. Order falling into chaos and destruction. Or so I've been told. It's all over. That's the end. Knowledge of good and evil also means death. All the history-saturated rock, earth, and debris surged into a certainty mudslide that obliterated the vegetation of my coercive persuasion that cemented me before as I made confessions in rooms with doors, then demented doors that melt and slide. Leaders fade into fatuous figureheads. My muted mothers cry out to me in silence, "This is the bad place." I seek treasure with blinders off, hold my grandmother's faces in mine and thank them for their sacrifices. Piece together remnants of identities that slid in the mud on the path to exceedingly great joy. It's so soothing. The tree in which life and death are enclosed, the phoenix and the dragon eat of the peach, immortality follows. My fairy grandparents, Isis and Osiris and Adam and Eve, step out of the garden, lending lore from generation to generation. Cultures reinventing the wheel. It's so soothing. The interconnectedness of all life on our planet, all on the same path to the tree. One insular path is not all that there is. The cosmic tree we share with the world. The tree in which life and death are enclosed. The phoenix and the dragon eat of the peach. Immortality follows.